Let's see. So something about your career that I think is incredibly interesting and important is you said that you were perhaps the first female officer of a federated department store. So what led to that that promotion, to that shift in your career?
I have no idea. it could very well have been I was there at the right time, you know? I told you the story of the president of my store saying we did not have to deal with affirmative action for women because I was sitting there. But that, yes, I earned my promotion, but I happened to be standing there at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering, you've shared that story with me before, but not while I've had a recorder on. Would you mind sharing that story about being in the meeting and discussing affirmative action?
I'll be glad to. I believe the year was 1974. I am an officer of the company, and we are having our usual Friday morning management meeting, and the agenda for the meeting is affirmative action. And in the 70s, affirmative action was an important word for trying to make important decisions regarding the promotion of women and blacks in organizations. The agenda for that Friday morning management meeting, and I'm already a vice president of the company, the agenda for that meeting is affirmative action. We are having this very important discussion on how to hire and promote more black people at Senator Harris. The personnel department is chairing this conversation. We do not have an officer on our management board from the personnel department, so we have a personnel person at our meeting who is presenting various ideas, and a strategy is made on how to hire and promote more black people. And the meeting is about to be adjourned when I raised my hand to the president and I said, wait just a minute before we adjourn this meeting. We made a plan to hire and promote more black people. Why are we not making a plan to hire and promote more women in our organization? And the president of the company said to me, Naomi, we don't have to. You're sitting at our table as a vice president. Meeting adjourned. I am stunned. The other officers at the table are stunned. We are all speechless, and everybody closes their folder and leaves the room. That's the question you asked me to address. Okay.
It's hard to imagine how to move forward in that sort of position, having the president of the company say something like that.
Well, as I said to you when we chatted a week ago, I prefer not to use the name of the president of the company in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine that with that sort of leadership, especially since it sounds like you had a lot of momentum behind you in your career, it's hard to imagine what a next step forward might have looked like for you, having someone so explicitly voice that sort of opinion.
Well, I had a large division at that point. When I was made a vice president in 1974. I was the first female vice president in Federated Department Stores, and Federated had about, I don't remember exactly, but I think 14 department stores in the United States. And when I was first made a vice president, I had a small group of divisions reporting to me. I was given a larger group of divisions reporting to me, and I realized at a point that I would probably go no further in the corporation, in the store and in the corporation. And I realized I had reached my glass ceiling. And that's when I began to realize that if I wanted to grow any more in this business, and I fault no one and nothing, because the retail community is a humongous community, and if I ever wanted to be a president of a company, that I would have to move out of my store. And that's when I began to actively listening to other offers outside of Federated. And that's when, in 1978, I left Thunderhead.